Welcome back inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside legendary Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar. Bernie, let's take a look back at some highlights from the Browns defense through the first 8 weeks of the season. And really, I think you have to start and finish with Myles Garrett.
Yeah, absolutely. The number one pick of the draft, missing him the first few games of the year, getting him back towards the end of the first half here has definitely made a marked improvement in the defense, especially the last couple of weeks. The ability to stop the run and dominate the front seven has been impressive.
No doubt. And really, this is his first game, right, against the New York Jets. Played about 20 snaps because he was on a bit of a pitch count because of the injury. This is going to be his second sack of the game. Bern, what are we looking at here?
Well, this is really Greg Williams doing a nice job. This looks like a passive 3rd and 8 backed up in the negative territory of the Jets. It looks like a passive zone coverage. Look at safeties are at basically 14 to 15 yards. Both of them are there. You see from the top of the screen, this is the corner blitz away from the trip set, trying to get a younger quarterback to maybe not see this. Pepper's coming over the top to cover him. Pressure by Myles Garrett forces McCown to step up. Doesn't have time to wait for number 11 coming across on the deep over route. And Myles Garrett shows his athleticism and hustle. Tracks down Josh McCown for his second career sack.
And you'll see here from the tight angle, here's Garrett off to the right side of your screen. As he comes upfield, you can tell he's still not 100%, still kind of favoring that ankle. But regardless, you can see just the intensity and willingness to fight through the down. That's what you love about Garrett. All right, Houston Texans. All right, Burns, so what are we looking at here coverage-wise from the Browns?
The Browns are in a basic, just cover three defense, three deep, four under zone. Deshaun Watson, just coming out of here off of his play-action fake, has an easy read, the flat right in front of him, the over coming across, and the deep seven route behind it. The problem here is McCourty, being a veteran, comes on. He knows you're not going to throw the takeoff, especially when Fuller here. This is a cardinal sinful route by the receiver here to the bottom of your screen. Look at him start loafing at about 18 yards. And that lets Jason McCourty pop his head back towards the line of scrimmage. He sees the flat concept in front of him, jumps off of his takeoff, and then makes a nice pick on an overthrown ball.
You know, what's Watson looking at here?
Right now, he wants to get a really good fake. There's a quick little prayer to hope that the left end, Myles Garrett, bites the fake. Even though he's not 100%, his athleticism still so enormous that he's able to squeeze the hole a little bit just to make sure it's not a run, come back out of it, not let Deshaun Watson get too much of an edge on him, and then with his speed and athleticism, bounces right back into the play just to put the little love tap on him.
I think Garrett makes this play. Really, I mean, it's harder to see from the wide angle, but this tight angle, you look at him just, you know, Watson's feeling him coming down on him, and he forces this throw. Bern, just take a look back at McCourty there, had the interception. What have you seen from him so far in this Greg Williams defense? Because he's been rated actually one of the top corners by Pro Football Focus.
And justifiably so. He's been a great stabilizing veteran influence back there from the experience standpoint, from the coaching up of the young guys standpoint. Probably foremost is he's making plays at an aggressive level, and it's fantastic to watch that.
How much do you think that helps the young guys?
I think it's one thing to talk the talk, which he's definitely able to do, but when you're able to walk that talk and be able to make those plays and those young guys actually see you making plays, that definitely helps.
All right, so that was a look at the Browns highlights from the first half of the season. Hopefully we'll see a little bit more of that as we go throughout the rest of the year, Bern.
Hopefully lots more.
All right, thanks again for joining us. He's Bernie Kosar. I'm Dustin Fox.